This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. That was just Helvetica with... Sorry, why am I, like... I just, like, paused and, like, zoned out. Anyway, that was Old New Bicycle from the album Arrow Bats that they dropped January 1st. 2008. And then we were also listening to The Rushes of Pure Spring from the Ladybug Transistor. I don't know. I've never heard of this word, but anyway, which is very on par because it is the first day of spring equinox. And yeah, it's pretty awesome though, because even today, like, it was super, super warm. Yesterday was quite warm, and it's kind of nice to just, like, go outside and not be freezing freaking cold. Mind you, it's the middle of March. it will not be March in, like, 2 weeks, so I'm just like, wow, this is kind of crazy that, like, literally 2 days ago, it was completely, like, snowing insanely crazy. But anyways, apart from that though, it's pretty nice outside. I'm quite excited for literally just like warmth. I'm very excited for that. And yeah, I went for a walk with my boyfriend yesterday, and it was very nice. Because also, like, we were kind of just like chilling, and in like this golf course near his home, and it was really nice just because it was not only really warm, but like it was like foggy still from yesterday, so it was like very, very scenic. It was quite awesome. But yeah, it's spring, so I had to play a spring song. I think last year I did, like, Spring Saint Etienne, which is also a classic spring song of mine. And another one that I love and that I've been thinking about is Waters of March, classic Art Garfunkel. But yeah, no, it's spring, guys. It's spring! And it's also my 67th freaking episode, guys, so I had to, bring it on. But yeah, I'm very excited for today. Yeah, sometimes like a week not being in the booth is like low kirk like crazy, and then I'm like, whoa, I'm back here again. But yeah, anyway, yeah, spring, my 67th episode, which is so awesome. I like literally think that that's so funny, but anyways, yeah, today is kind of just like spring is here. But also, I have, like, a little silly, funky stuff at the end, but I thought I should start off kind of in this way, just because it's nice and cute outside right now, so I thought I should appeal to the 2 p.m. afternoon type beat. But anyways, next off is the Millennium, 5 a.m., which is a banger, and then we also have some Nap Eyes and some Novel. Nap Eyes is Canadian, Novel is also Canadian, and fun fact, Nap Eyes was here for Winterruption, which is pretty cool, last year, and unfortunately I missed that show. However, this is kind of me mourning that show, but anyways, here is 5 a.m., the Millennium on UMFM 101.5.
Doesn't seem to be the same. It's beautiful, beautiful. So remember the two jobs are dead. Mystery enigma.
bird that resolved itself out from the weir. I am that mystery enigma bird that you've heard about from old. Against me at night, at dawn, on the frosty midday. That cold, bitter curse that crawls away and falls away. That ancient misery that cuts in the heart.
Oh, Take me, close my eyes, take me back home. You came on my body.
all right. I'm like, wait, I have like 5 seconds of like time. Anyway, that was just Black Moth, Super Rainbow, Twin of Myself. Speaking of Twin of Myself, hey Bri. But anyway, so that was Twin of Myself off of the album Eating Us, 2009. When I was like, okay, like what are we gonna play today? I came across again Black Moth Super Rainbow, because I do really enjoy Eating Us, great album. And then I also played some Jane Remover, bro. Such a freaking banger. I think How to Teleport is my favorite Jane Remover song. Shout out to my friend Sarah. She also be loving the Jane Remover, and I sent her a video of me dancing to it in the stew, in the booth. But anyway, super, super goated, though. Love some Jane Remover. And I don't know, Jane Remover is, like, so, like, internet core, and I feel like for my 67th episode, I had to bring some internet core on here. So I also played Devon Hendricks, which is, like, kind of peak Drainer, peak like internet core. If you know, you know. But yeah, I played Guilty Gear from Dreamcast Summer Songs. Super, super goated. Very classic. Dropped in 2009. But yeah, shout out to him because he kind of really paved the way for like so many different sounds that we heard not until like maybe even late 2010s, especially from people like Dean Blunt, Blade, just like literally so many people. Like, it's crazy because if you think about, like, he's been doing this since the like late 2000s. So big, big shout out to him because he really put, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, he really put like not trip hop, but like, I don't even know. I don't know. If you get it, you get it. Kind of genre. I don't even know. Like, genuinely, like, Young Lean-esque, like, all that stuff. Yeah. Drainer core. But yeah, big ups to him, though, because he definitely influenced so many sounds that we hear today, back in the day. And then I played some Hamid al-Shiri because it is Eid, so Eid Mubarak to everybody who celebrates. I hope everyone has a great day. Yeah, but I played La Kunti, and that means, I don't know how to, sometimes it's hard to try and translate Arabic songs into like the English counterpart because it's like, I don't know how to explain it. If you speak another language, I think you understand where it's just kind of like, there's not really a direct translation, or sometimes a word means like a whole expression, if that makes sense. But La Kunti means like, if you did. But yeah, if that makes sense. If you did is essentially what La Kunti means. But anyways, yeah. And played some heavy B funk because obviously it's Eid today, and I was like, we gonna celebrate it up. But yeah, Eid Mubarak to everybody who celebrates. And then yeah, I played some Ween as well because again, it's March, it's spring, and that was like super, super awesome. Oh, and also I like literally saw 10 minutes ago this like little this like little post, and it was albums everyone tells you sound like spring, then you listen to them and they actually do. And it's really freaking goated because there's like Plantasia's on here, Minnie Riperton, Come to My Garden, Saint Etienne, Fox Place Alpha, which I like literally was just talking about with spring. And then we got some Claro, Charm, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, Labi Siffre, Crying, Laughing, Loving, and Living. We got Talk Talk, The Color of Spring, and then two albums that I don't recognize, I don't think. But yeah, and I was like, damn, this is really okay. One of them says Alabama Shake Sound and Color. Never heard of that one, but now I'm gonna go listen. But yeah, so shout out to all the albums that are spring like because definitely Charm is such a spring album, along with like obviously Minnie Riperton, obviously Labi Siffre, obviously Fox Space Alpha. Yeah, I freaking love Saint Etienne. I already played them last week, but yeah, anyways, yeah, kind of a funky episode because it's my 67th episode and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, I decided though, and I was like, it's going to be like silly, like internet core stuff at the very end. But yeah, I hope everyone who is listening enjoyed. Thanks for listening to today's kind of like rot dump of like songs that I've just kind of put together a little last minute. Yeah, now it's kind of just the final push until finals, which is kind of cray. But yeah, I'm nevertheless really excited for summer. Like, really excited. I'm really excited for summer. Don't get it twisted. But yeah, now it's kind of the last push until my finals, which should go good. I'm hoping. Honestly, I kind of have a little bit like a better of a feeling after going through my first finals last year. But yeah, finals is always kind of scary. But like, it'll be okay. It'll be okay, everyone. But yeah, anyways, yeah, I have two more songs left. I'm like trying to think about what to say. I'm kind of like at a loss of words, and that's kind of crazy for me, like Miss ADHD General herself. Yeah, I feel like, what have I been doing recently? I signed up to play soccer for Women's League, which is pretty exciting. I haven't played soccer since, like, grade 12. And before that, I hadn't played soccer in years. And I was like, you know what? My last year of, like, high school, like, let me play soccer. And I did, and it was so great. And I feel like with soccer, it's, like, genuinely my first love, like, sport, hella. I remember, like, 2015... freaking women's, the U.S. national team was like my favorite team ever. They still are my favorite team. I think they're so good. I think that like the states and their soccer programs, especially with women, are so incredibly good. And yeah, I know they produce so many amazing players. And yeah, now that like the World Cup, I guess, is kind of, it's not even really in Canada though, which kind of sucks because I did want to like, I did sign up to volunteer at the World Cup, but also I do want to go and watch a game, but then I don't even think, like, the only games that are in Canada are, like, 3 games in Vancouver, and that's it. So I was like, oh, okay, so why do we have Canada on this thing if we're not even actually gonna have games? But yeah, it kind of reminded me of back in 2015 when we, like, Canada was actually hosting, like all of Canada was hosting the women's FIFA World Cup. And yeah, my Roman Empire will forever be when the U.S. women's team came to play here, like literally actually like on, I'm pretty sure like the investors group field, I forgot what it's called now actually, but sorry guys, I'm like low-key like not using the correct sponsor now, but investors group field, they were playing there against, I think it was China, and I really wanted to go, but then I was too scared to ask my dad and I never ended up going. And I always think about that because that team was amazing and they ended up winning the 2015 World Cup. But yeah, so I'm really excited nevertheless to go back to playing soccer, because I think whenever I'm like on the pitch, I genuinely like feel so much happiness. Like even if like, and I feel like especially playing in grade 12, like it was just so much fun because also like there wasn't really a lot of pressure to like do the greatest too. So like that was pretty nice. And like it was just like every game I felt like I played for fun. Like I wasn't really attached that bad or like felt like I had to do good, which is awesome when you're doing that with any sport, I think. And it kind of helps you enjoy it a little bit more. But yeah, no, it's like genuine pure happiness whenever I'm on the pitch. And I don't know, just like literally running and like playing is just like it's good enough for me, for real. But yeah, super excited for that. A couple of my friends' birthdays are coming up, which is really exciting. I'm planning something that will be dropped hopefully soon. But yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening. And I'm very, very excited. But yeah, anyway, that's kind of my life update for you guys. But yeah, anyway, stay tuned for You Are Here at 3 to 4, by a pretty goated fella, Sabir. Yeah, I have 2 more songs left. And the next one is literally like my, I love this song so much. Like it's so funny, but like I genuinely love this song a lot. It's like my opium song, and I just feel so like I don't know, I just feel so like mysterious and cool when I listen to the song. And it's also like so like internet core, I think, too. Because whenever I hear the song, I think about like this one picture of like, for all the anime fans out there, like, oh my god, why is my mind blanking now? One of like the animes, I'll come back next week. Actually, no, I'm gonna figure this out because it's gonna bother me. But anyways, whenever I think about this picture, like I literally think about this song, and it's like, it's just so iconic. It like literally is so freaking classic. Oh my god, what is it called? It starts with a B. Damn. Well. Oh, Bleach. Okay, yes, it's Bleach. Anyway, that's the song, or that's the picture I'm thinking about, and they're walking up the stairs. One of them has like headphones on, and it's a really awesome picture. But anyways, this song reminds me of that. Anyway, two more songs left. Stay tuned for You Are Here by Spear. Thank you for watching, and happy Friday, everyone. This is Losing My Mind by Baby Smooth on UMFM 101.5.
Trust. Niggas round this bitch loose, I had to tighten up. I'm looking for a real bitch, I think I'm out of luck. I hit the road with that shit, I had to step it up. Hey, I'm here before 10, that's when the van come. You put your all in the hole, I know you feel dumb. You probably never held a K, don't make me use one. She know her nigga too soft, she need a new one. Getting off on the clerk, I got a cool one. I can't hang with lame niggas, they gotta prove something. You crew hopping for some money that ain't cool, dummy. Every day I wake up thinking about some blue harness. You ain't made shit today, but that's a bad day. I remember being down, I had to sell my frames. Nine buffs in my pocket, that's just pocket change. Just pulled 964s, you might not know the slang. I'm really with this shit, nigga, check my resume. Had to dip off fire feel, cause they like my face. These niggas really in the way, I'm just in my lane. I've been out here being good, these don't make me change. If I say it, it's a go, I'm your little chain. I gave my son 5,000, he tried to make it rain. That boy too, but he ready for the blue flame. He got one, but I think he need a new chain. It's a love-hate thing with them Percocets. I fell asleep on my cup, I couldn't drink the rest. Niggas want a verse from me, no, it's over, Jack. I'm going up every day, I'm taxing for a track. They know me by my first name when I'm up in sacks. You see him in them videos, cause I'm really strapped. They like how you get that cookies from across the map. Once I let a bullet go, it ain't coming back. Niggas pulling petty shit, no, I ain't into that. Put miles on a rental trying to make a check. I ain't never been a thief, but I do the theft. This Alexander and Queen, you ain't seen it yet. If I told you that I got you, you won't ever need. Take a nigga out the game if he out his league. Certain niggas got a gun, they don't ever squeeze. I fell in love with that red, I can drink it clean. I had gave it back my heart, she threw it in the street. I heard a dog at the bowls, but his weed was weak. You spit your last name, bitch, just to touch a cheek. I told Snow he in his bag, he got a red key. All the game change came from getting GC. Yeah. Everything I drop, you bound to put on repeat. Yeah. Don't diss me, cause that water gonna be real deep. Yeah. I always kept it 22, I know you feel me.
Me.
Empty pawns. I think about my last dollar while you holler for these rap songs.
I'm in my eating when I rap about what I believe in. No deceiving, Illuminati got that ass thinking. Yo, should I even rap or will I ever blow? Or should I take the loot I got and call a cab and go? Cause nowadays you can't smile up in your video. I'm living off of sour milk and cold cereal. My mom stated that life is what you make it whole. Every day sacred, I feel with such hatred. Cause a lot of niggas in the east don't represent. And out west I saw a few that was fraudulent. Hesitant to give a man a pound instead. Cause when your songs don't bump, they look through that ass like fishnet. With no respect, how could you look up in the mirror? The world is looking shady and the future's no clearer. So
nowadays everybody wanna be the king, but no man no want work, fight the system. Them ugly want to blind, no one fi hands up in them. No way say reap is what you sow, deal is what it is. You never know your own, I read I woulda took you for your well. True, my mommy tell you don't make your head swell. I begin up my bed and I'm from KJ Hustle. Well,
right.
Everybody want the same thing.
So make it happen for yourself.
That's
instead
right.
of stressing everything the next man got. And trying to blow up the next man's spot. And always acting like you got a whole lot. When the fact is that you're trying to be something you're not.
Yo,
if you don't cut it out, you're gonna get forgot. Cause the madness got to stop. See, life is kind of stressful. Especially when you're trying to be successful. So many twists and turns, just like you're walking on a pretzel. Yeah, and still, I swear to build by any means. Mr. Man and non-ether represent for evil.
Les rendez-vous de la francophonie are underway. From now until March 31st, recharge your batteries francophone style and enjoy shows, contests, local activities, and free film screenings. Check it out on rvf.ca.
I'm Danny.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Grant.
We're Holy Void.
And you're listening to our favorite place to rock,
UMFM 101.5.
Let me hear you sing that same old sweet little sing-along song, the kind that keeps you keeping on singing along. Kind of old gang used to get together all night long. We could sing it forever, like I am with singing church on Sunday, even on the jukebox where we hung out Monday. Just a sweet little song to make us reminisce. Lord, there never was a song that was quite like this. Start singing the melody, joining with the harmony. Join in for a sing-along. Sound is sweet, sweet can be. It's a part of you, it's a part of me.